From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Trinidadian Prime Minister vows to weed out corruption in his administration. The United States defends its policy on so-called tax havens, and Guyana grappling with economic and political difficulties. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Trinidad and Tobago government, besieged by allegations of corruption, is beginning to talk tough. Over the last 3 weeks, a series of allegations of wrongdoing in several state enterprises has forced Prime Minister Basdeo Pandey to warn those involved that their days are numbered. Tony Fraser examines the allegations and what Mr. Pandey is promising to do to tackle a problem threatening the stability of his administration.
For the first 5 years of the Pandey government, there were any number of allegations of corruption involving hundreds of millions of dollars. It was overspending and bribery on the billion-dollar airport contract. There was the awarding of a contract to a supporter of the ruling party and a friend of the Prime Minister to produce electricity, a lost $30 million shipment of rice from India, and towards the end of the first term, a government minister charged with the murder of a local government official. As the editorial in today's Trinidad Express observes, Prime Minister Pandey either sought to make light of the allegations or became defensive. He charged us that people who were trying to bring down his government were being racist against the Indo-Trinidad.